Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lamar. Today is Monday, February 13th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, He Never Compels You. Our text is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. As Chris says, as you study the scriptures, you'll discover that God gave man the power to choose. He may give several options and show you which one is right for you. But He never forces you to make a choice. In our theme scripture, He told Israel what to choose: life over death, blessings and not curses. But He didn't force them. This is an important lesson for leaders. Only tyrants compel or force obedience. In Matthew chapter 20 verse 25 from the Amplified Version, Jesus said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men hold them in subjection, tyrannizing over them." The Lord isn't that way. Think about Jesus and His message of love. He gave His own life for all. Through the ages, many rulers and religious leaders forced people to accept their beliefs through intimidation, fear, and terror. But the Lord Jesus gave His own life in our place and still lovingly lets us know we have a choice to accept or reject Him. Think about that. However, even though He doesn't force us into the choices we make, He lets us understand the consequences of making the wrong choices. What you must do, therefore, is to live according to His word and by His Spirit. To the one who's yet to be born again, I encourage you to do so now. Don't live another day without making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. You have the power to choose, so make this right choice now. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's so simple, yet so powerful. To be born again is to have the very nature of God in your spirit. It's to have the active life of Christ in every fiber of your being, in your spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, by the Holy Spirit and through the guidance from your Holy Word, I make wise and accurate choices in line with your perfect will and destiny for my life. Your word is my all-time guide and Christ has been made unto me wisdom. Therefore, I make only godly and spirit-inspired decisions. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21, Joshua chapter 24 verse 15, and Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, to be born again is to have the very nature of God in your spirit. It's to have the active life of Christ in every fiber of your being, in your spirit, soul, and body. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional. So please kindly visit rhapsody.polarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.